Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I slid into Drew Starkey DMs and I said, "Hey, what are you into? And is it me?" He has not responded. It's actually been 10 hours since he's responded, which is telling me one of three things. Number one, he deleted Instagram. He doesn't use it. He's going through a lot right now. So obviously he doesn't know that I DM'd him, which is why no response. I have not been rejected. He just has no access to Instagram. He forgot his password. Number two, he has a girlfriend. Better yet, he has a wife. He has a wife and seven children. He is too busy breastfeeding those seven kids all the same time. And that's why he has not had time to look at his DMs. By the way, I respect a married in a relationship man, so I respect loyalty and I will take a step back. Number three, I would assume he got hit by a bus, so that sucks.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a brand new premium Almost Adulting, the largest self-help podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I'm your big sister and your host, Violetta. And today, our brand new episode is all about Violetta's diaries. Welcome to a brand new Wednesday. If you're currently listening to the podcast, that means that you are either subscribed to my premium podcast, which is on almostadulting.supercast.com, or you are getting a quick little glimpse to my premium podcast because I decided to cut this little clip and I'm sharing it with the regular podcast. If you enjoy today's podcast or whatever glimpse I shared with you, then feel free to subscribe to my premium podcast to get between 1 to 3 extra episodes a week with me, your host, Violetta. Link is available in the description of this episode's bio. I've been thinking a lot about death lately, but not in a suicidal type of way, of course. Chas v'chalira, God forbid, not at all. I've just been thinking about the afterlife. Do you guys ever think about that? Like, what if right now we're in hell? Have you ever thought about that? Like, what if this is the afterlife and this is hell? Like, every person that's ever done something really terrible in their life goes to hell and this is it. Like, this is what hell is like. Like, real life is actually beautiful and it's only happy. You only know one emotion, it's happiness. And this is hell. That's been my thought sometimes, but I also think maybe this is not hell because there's a lot of people that have amazing lives. And of course, we also have amazing moments, although maybe it is hell because we're never able to hold on to the happy moments for too long. And sometimes we take them for granted and we have all these other emotions that we a lot of times, you know, don't appreciate things until it's too late. And what if that's part of hell? Or we, you know, we experience shame and we experience guilt. And, you know, like when somebody passes away, I had this conversation with my mother the other day, where I wasn't there for my grandmother when she passed away because she was in Israel. And obviously I was here and I was really young and I couldn't say goodbye to her. And unfortunately, my grandma was passing away because we were best friends growing up. She was with my mother's brother and as they say that when someone passes away, they lose all of their memory a few seconds before they're about to die. So as she was losing her memory and she was going away, she suddenly opened her eyes and she said, "Where's Violeta? I have to tell her something." "Zia Violeta," like that, which means in Russian, "Where's Violeta?" "I need to tell her something. Where's Violeta?" And my mom's brother had to tell her, "Violeta's not here, but just know she loves you and just, you know, leave in peace." And then she died. And obviously that's something that I've carried my whole life with me. So I told my mother how it's such a terrible thing, because when people pass away, they're gone. And whatever hate, resentment, emotions, whatever they've ever felt, it's gone. They get to finally rest in peace. And it's us who are left behind that have to hold on to the regret if we never said goodbye to them. If we did something to them, then now we can't say sorry. We are left with the memories. We are left with the sorrow and the sadness and missing them and wanting to see their face, but like they're at peace and they're going to be okay. And it's us that have to suffer every single day. So I do wonder sometimes, well, I'm going to start crying. I do wonder sometimes if that's hell. But which brings me to the next question that somebody asked me, which was, what's the best thing that I heard recently? And the best thing that I heard recently was that if there's sadness, then there will be happiness again, too. And that's really beautiful. I do love that. That's true. That's kind of a little reminder that I tell myself whenever I feel low. I kind of remind myself, well, if I can experience these type of emotions, that that means I'm going to be able to also not only appreciate the opposite type of emotions, but I'll know when I'm happy. I'll know when I'm feeling those positive feelings, because I was able to feel the lows, you know, right? Because how they say you can't have rainbow without the rain. I know it's cliche, but sometimes you need some cliches to pick you up. My other thought when it comes to death, my third one is, what if this is all a simulation? Hear me out. I know other people have said this before, but there's this one memory that I have that I've not been able to stop thinking about since it happened last year. Last year, I went to Mexico with my friend Jessica. I shouldn't have said her name, but whatever. It's fine. This is the premium podcast. She won't hear. But I went to Mexico with my friend Jessica because she was sleeping with this one. She was sleeping with this one guy, and he works for this billionaire guy. And no, I can't. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, because last time when I tried to mention this story on a podcast, I almost got sued. I'm sorry. That's why I'm laughing. Wow. I almost got sued twice with podcast stuff. That was one of them. The second time was actually recently, but I'm very into just keeping things to myself. Well, like sometimes, you know, I have to keep things to myself with the whole lawsuit stuff. But anyway, so I'll keep that, the rest of it, to myself. But anyway, we were in Mexico. And the point is, we were getting ready for dinner. So I was in my room getting ready for dinner in a beautiful, what felt like a hotel, but it was someone's house, because they're a billionaire. And when I was done getting ready, Jessica said, I shouldn't say her name, sorry, my friend Emily, she said, it's not even that funny, sorry, the funny already passed. But anyway, my friend Emily, wink, wink, not Jessica, she said, "Come to my room when you're done, and then we'll be ready to go to dinner." And I said, "Sounds good." I finished getting ready. I walk into her room. I must have not been making any noise, because I can see her through her balcony as I'm walking to her room, and she's just sitting in her bed, not moving, just staring at the wall, not on her phone, not watching TV, in silence, staring at her phone. And it took me about, you know, a minute to walk through that whole circle of the balcony and finally walk into her room. And that whole minute, this girl has not moved. And when I walked in, I look at her and she's still staring at the wall. And I said, Emily, not Jessica, Emily, hello, are you here? And then she's like, oh, hey. And then she started moving again. And I'm like, okay, are you real? Is this AI? Are you a simulation? And I still think about that to this day. That's what I wanted to say. That was the whole point. I didn't mean to air her dirty laundry. She's doing great now. She's engaged to someone else. I shouldn't have said that information. Oh my God. The point is, she wasn't moving for a minute, frozen like a Sims character, just staring at the wall, waiting for me to activate her. And I activated her when I said, hey, Emily, wink, wink, are you ready for dinner? And then she was like, and she started moving again. And ever since then, I think about that. And I think about that, how sometimes when I walk outside of my door of my house, it's empty. My neighbors are all home. I've never seen once in my life my neighbors get groceries. Sometimes I walk out and one of my neighbors walks out and I think, oh, that's convenient. Of course, one of my neighbors walks out right now just to kind of remind me like, oh, no, this is reality. This is happening. I think about that all the time. And I'm like, so everyone is literally existing for me. And if that's the case, if this is all a simulation, none of this is real, why am I still paying my mortgage? You know what I mean? Why? What is all of this for? What am I doing? Like, what is the meaning of life? Do you guys ever think about that? I think about that a lot. I'm always thinking about what is the meaning of life? And I don't know. I don't know what it is. But is it this? Because I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, that's that. Another random thought that I've had, that somebody asked, what's a random thought that I've ever had? Sometimes I feel really bad when I'm busy working and I don't have enough time for my cat. I feel guilty, especially when she starts to walk around. She does this weird meow thing where she meows like a baby and she's like, meow, 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 like that. And it sounds like a crying baby. That one time I was on a Zoom call, like for work, to try to get a brand to work with me. And these people stopped the brand call, the Zoom call. And they said, I'm so sorry. Do you want to go take care of your baby? And I was like, I'm so sorry. That's my cat. I don't have a baby. I literally was like, what baby? And she's like, the one that's crying. And I said, ma'am, Karen, hold your horses. It's not a baby. That's a crying cat. And she just wants attention. And then I literally picked up my cat that was just standing by my feet and held it in front of the Zoom call to be like, look, this was what you thought was a crying baby. So that was really funny. But that's my cat. When she wants attention, she literally cries like a crying baby. She's like, It's a lot. But I love her so much. Anyway, you guys, I think our time is up. I think that was enough for my intrusive thoughts for today. And I want you guys tonight, when you go to sleep, if I can ask you to do one thing for me, well, two. The first thing that I need you to do for me, whoever's listening, is when you go to bed tonight, I want you to close my eyes. Oops. I do not want you to close my eyes. When you go to bed tonight, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to imagine me and Drew Starkey together. I want you to manifest it for me, okay? I want it to happen. I mean, to be honest, I've never spoken to the guy. I've only seen him on TV, on that one show with that one blonde girl. Oh, Outer Banks. So he could be not a great person to be around. But you know what? I'm just focusing on his looks at this point and his character. So imagine us together. If you can do one thing for me, let it be that. The second thing that you can do for me, if it's not to dream about Drew and I being together, it would be, this is so embarrassing to say. This is not an ad, by the way. I'm not doing an ad right now, but Skims is my year partner, which I'm so thankful for. And to be honest, I'm like, what? Thank you. I mean, they've been a great partner. I still buy on the website, but they're my partner. But basically, if you ever shop on Skims, if you can please do me this biggest favor, and when you ever check out, there's a survey that you get at the end. And in that survey, if you can just click that you heard, you click on podcast, because they ask you, where did you hear about us from? Which is like, hello, who doesn't know you exist? But let's pretend you didn't know they existed. You get the survey at the end when you check out and you click on there, podcast. And when you click podcast, you will have a little bar that will come down and you will be able to pick a podcast. And if you just type in, you start typing in almost adulting will come up and you click that. And that way they will know that someone for once sent them so they can figure out why they're still my partner. And that's that. Cool. Well, anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Just FYI, tomorrow we have a brand new episode, which is all about attachment theory. And that's dealing with not only your nervous system and regulating it, which was, we had that episode 2 weeks ago, and everyone should listen to it, how to regulate your nervous system. But this episode focuses on that plus attachment theory. It has to do with anxious style attachment, avoidant attachment, dysregulated attachment. No, that's not it. Disorganized attachment. And then how those type of attachment styles can date. Of course, also secure attachment style and so on. And if those two, avoidant and anxious, can date, why they're always drawn to each other and how to make it work, because lo and behold, you two can actually date. And that's that. Okay, cool. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, besties. Don't forget to dream of me and Drew. Bye. Oh, and give me a 5-star review on the podcast if you can't. I'm kidding. I mean, do if you want to, but it's fine. Just dream about me and Drew wearing Skims, okay? Bye.